You may have heard of Catholic Charities here in Rochester, but like me, you may be surprised just how much goes into planning these events, especially coming up for the holidays, and how many people are involved. And today I'm joined by two of them. Allie Ewing Bradshaw is the Share the Joy Program Manager over at the Catholic Charities of Family and Community Services, and Samantha Ziegler-Barniak is the Associate Director of Development and Annual Giving at Catholic Charities. And both of you, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Now, we do want to dive into the Share the Joy campaign that Catholic Charities is doing, and that's what Allie is in charge of. But Samantha, as the Director of Development and Annual Giving, could you talk a little bit about Catholic Charities and what you do in our Rochester community?
Yeah, so Catholic Charities, they do great. So we have multiple fundraisers that we do that give back to. So we're over 12 counties, and we serve over 25,000 people. And we have 83 programs, which we love to support, and we always use our community for that. So we're very grateful for our donors and how they support us. That way we can give back.
So this holiday season, Catholic Charities, you guys are doing this Share the Joy campaign. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so for Share the Joy, it's definitely mostly Allie here. She spearheads it all.
We're a good tag team.
Yeah, we work together really well. Our team's small, but we're mighty. And so kind of just helping her in any of the operational things. It's a fantastic program, but it's a lot of internal work together. So if she needs help, we're there, and I just do what I can.
Sammy is great, and she helps kind of steward our donors to promote the program on top of running her job in our Empty Bowls event, which Sammy spearheads and is a large undertaking. So in our department as development, between Share the Joy program and then running our Empty Bowls event, the fourth quarter is quite busy. And like Sammy said, we're a small team, but we're handling a lot, and we do feed off each other, you know, trying to get donors in both ways to support both Share the Joy and our Empty Bowls event too.
Could you talk a little bit more about the Empty Bowls event too, and how the community can get involved?
Yeah, so Empty Bowls is an international grassroots event that is aimed to bring awareness and fight hunger in our local Rochester community. This is our 20th year doing it, so we're very, very excited. And yes, so we love to get people involved. So it's a very community-centric fundraising. It's very big on community, helping community. So we work with local potters who craft one-of-a-kind bowls. And once you buy a ticket, which are $50, they can come, and included in that is we also have awesome restaurants who work with us, and they'll donate 5 to 10 gallons of soup. And so it's all donated at no cost to us. And it's a very simple soup and bread dinner with live music, beer and wine tastings. It's just a great event. We also this year are happy that we're having a silent auction, well, an online auction with it, running in conjunction, and it was so great. We reached out to over 400 places in Rochester, and we had such a great support back and great items, and we're just really excited for this.
It's the holiday season, and a lot of people have so many different needs financially, yeah. Definitely, and it's a gift-giving season, and we want to prioritize our families and those that are really close to us. Why is blessing the community financially through an organization like yours, why is that really fulfilling for someone during this holiday season?
I mean, I think we take things for granted on a day-to-day basis, that during the holidays, you know, everybody's in that giving spirit, and it's like, let's support the people in our community that need it. If I were in need of help, I would want somebody to do the same thing. You know, it's as simple as we have clients asking for baking sheets, winter jackets, boots, you know, other just essential items for homes, you know, towels, bath towels, things like that. That it's like, I can go buy those, but not all of our clients have that opportunity to do that. So, you know, during this time of giving, we really try to, you know, rely on our community to help make ends meet for our families. Yeah. And then who doesn't love buying a cute Barbie doll or, you know, a cool Black Panther or like action figure doll for one of our clients, just to have something to open Christmas morning. And the support from our community is truly amazing. I mean, we see donors from all over. I mean, we've got donors from like Ontario and that are a little bit further away from us that are still supporting this program, and not only supporting Share the Joy, but also supporting Empty Bowls too. So we're really blessed that our community helps out in so many ways.
And over 25,000 clients served by Catholic Charities. I know that's a lot of people, Samantha and Allie, but what's a good, maybe this is a good question for Samantha, because, you know, day to day, you're working with the donors. are there any stories that you can remember from these clients that have been affected, how the generosity of the community has changed their lives?
Yeah, you know, I like to note, you know, Catholic Charities, like, we have a wonderful staff who goes over and beyond to helping out, you know, the people that we serve, and we're just so grateful for that, and we can't do that without our staff. And so a story that comes to mind, someone in our Francis Center, which is an emergency shelter for men, you know, our staff works with him, and he's there 3 months with us. He's been there since April, and now he's like transitioning out to permanent housing, which is such amazing to see. You know, you do this work day in and day out, and when you just see these amazing stories and how Buy When Donors give to us, how that truly impacts, you know, it's just really easy to say $5 will do this, but you, by saving $5 not going to get a coffee, that's someone meal for the day. That's someone's only hope. And when these people don't have any and we can be that light for them, like, it's just such rewarding. And like I said, really take that back to our staff, because they go over and beyond. Our donors go over and beyond. They're always there when we need. We call up somebody, our volunteers, like, it's hand in hand, and we're just so grateful for that.
You talk about the staff, the large staff here at Catholic Charities, but also the volunteers that make this all possible too. How can someone get involved in volunteering with either this event or Catholic Charities in general?
Yeah, so I actually handle volunteers for the agency as well.
You do a lot, don't you?
I'm kind of like the jack of all trades, just kind of anything random. They're like, Allie will do that.
She's amazing.
So our volunteer opportunities are all found on our website, so fcscharities.org. If you go to our search bar and you type in volunteers, you'll see we actually have an external site where we put all of our volunteer opportunities. People can respond right away on there. Our greatest need right now is within our refugee and immigration department. As we know, Rochester is very welcoming to our families coming from other countries. So volunteer opportunities could be anything from setting up an apartment to make it look like a home for when a family arrives, to being a family mentor, just kind of teaching them the ropes of Rochester and how to do things financially and transportation. So we are always looking for volunteers to support, and that's all found on our website.
And how do volunteers normally find out about Catholic Charities and become interested to help out?
A lot of it is through their friends and family. So we obviously work with a lot of local churches and great organizations, and word of mouth is the greatest impact. So, you know, we'll go and we'll do a little talk at a church, and then all of their parishioners are like, let's volunteer. And it's great, because when I talk to the volunteers, they're like, oh, my friend, you know, so-and-so volunteers, they've been doing it for years. So just the power of word of mouth is huge in our community.
So Empty Bowl is coming up December 7th at the Kodak Center. And you said there, how can we get involved with this event again, Samantha?
Yeah, so like Allie said, word of mouth. Some of our volunteers honestly just come from, they find out about the event from our website or social media, or they just see, like, hear about it. And I have a lot of volunteers reaching out just from that attended last year, say, hey, this is such a great event. We want to get more involved. What can we do? We're always looking for people. As we said, we're small but mighty, and so we really rely on our volunteers very heavily for events and stuff. But also just, you know, spreading the word, talking to people about us, and really just coming to see for yourself. You know, it's really easy to say how great it is, because I think it's amazing, but it's just such a great event. And it's over 350 people attend last year. And from that, you know, I've had 5 or 10 people alone just reach out, or from last year, just really great conversations. And also we really like our staff really gets involved. They're really passionate, like I said, about what they do. So a lot of our staff, you know, we have a great board. They're very involved in it. So all hand in hand. So
the Kodak Center, a great venue for the event as well. And for those attending, what can they expect coming up on December 7th?
Yeah, so it's from 5:30 to 8. When they get there, you know, it symbolizes a soup dinner, you know, really taking it back. So when they get there, a ticket includes a handmade bowl, and they can go through and pick. And some people take that very seriously.
Some people like spend a solid 25-30 minutes picking out. I mean, we get some
really cool bowls.
Really cool. Yeah. I mean, they're all handmade. Yeah. That's the crazy part, is somebody took the time to make this, and just to be able to give those to our donors that are coming to the event is really cool.
Yeah, and then we'll have, you know, anywhere from over 10 soups or so from the community, so they just get a soup tasting with that. Pretty big servings of it, you know. They're all, like I also said, we have beer and wine tastings as well. We have live music, and this year, as I said, we're really excited for the auction. We have awesome things. You do not have to attend the event to participate in the auction. But really great things. We have anything from vacations to just small things kind of in the mind of the Christmas season, you know, like any last minute Christmas shopping, we're hoping that they'll see that an item.
Yeah.
So it's a really great time.
And when you mean a tasting, it sounds like you mean a very hefty tasting.
Yeah, it's a good ladle size of soup in there, you know.
People love the soups.
Yes, and we have anything. We had a potato pickle soup from Ludwig's last year, which is a fan favorite. You might not think so. You know, Red Fern's a huge supporter, so they always give out. They did a Moroccan chickpea for us last year. It was a fan favorite. So we'll have anything from your classic chicken noodle and tomato soup to all the fun ones. You're like, oh, maybe I wouldn't necessarily order that. And so it's also just a really great way to help promote the restaurants who are so willing to get back to this community and help us. So
it's such a great opportunity for the community to get involved. What is the most fulfilling thing for you as someone who's taken on, I know so many things at Catholic Charities, but take it on, Share the Joy overall, what's the most fulfilling thing for you having done that?
That's a great question. I mean, it's such a large program to run. Last year, the program supported 2,400 individuals, the largest we've ever served through this program. So it's really fulfilling. I don't get to distribute the gifts directly to the clients. Our case managers do. So I'm always kind of like, hey, can you let me know any feel-good stories? And, you know, a client actually showed up at the office last year and asked for me, and I was like, okay, how's this going to go? And she had this beautiful navy blue jacket on. She goes, I just wanted to come in and thank you for getting this jacket for me. It is the warmest jacket I've ever had. It is so nice. The fact that a random stranger went out and purchased this for me just made my day. And it was like, this is why we do what we do. So, you know, it's as simple as a coat or boots or a doll. And it just, I mean, think about it. It's a random stranger in our community taking the time and the money to purchase something. Again, you would want somebody to do the same thing for you. So it's a lot of work for me, and I don't always get to hear the client stories. But when I do, I'm like, that's why we're doing what we're doing. Like I said, last year was 2,400 clients. This year, we're looking at a similar number. We have about 430 plus wish lists on our website that are looking to be fulfilled. We actually only have 200 left, which I'm so excited to say that number, but that's still a lot. So we also realize that not everybody in our community has the opportunity to provide another family for their Christmas gifts. So we do have a few other options on there for people to get involved. We have an Amazon wish list, which all those items are sent directly to our offices. And then we provide those gifts to clients that joined our agency after we collected the wish list. So that's a huge impact right there. Sammy mentioned Francis Center earlier, which is our emergency men's shelter. Sometimes they are not always remembered during the holidays. So we do have a Gifts for Francis Friends option where people can just buy essential items for the men and drop it off. And our staff do a great job of getting those out. And then we also have an option where people can send us gift cards to Walmart or Aldi, and then again we can give those out to clients so that they can have a warm holiday meal for themselves. So again, that $5 latte can truly go a long way if somebody goes on our Amazon or even provides a gift card. So we try and make it accessible for everybody in our community to give back in some way.
You said it. You said just how often overlooked that this segment of the population is. There's so much need here, right here in our community.
Yeah.
And this holiday season, while we're focused on, you know, make sure that we give gifts to our loved ones. I mean, you know, first year of marriage for me, I better make sure that I'm.
Yes, you better.
Yes, yes.
That's important. So I don't mean to dismiss how important, you know, blessing our loved ones is. But
yeah.
But just overall, for those who have given, who might have been on the fence about this, but who decided to come forward and be generous with their resources in past holiday seasons, what is the number one thing that you've heard from them? Why that's so fulfilling for them during this Share the Joy campaign?
Yeah, I mean, the other great part of my job is I work with all the donors. So I'm definitely hearing throughout the years, I've been hearing more donors saying, you know, my family knows that we're so blessed to be a family and be in the situation that we're in, that we're actually going to skip giving gifts to each other this year in selecting a family. We're hearing a lot of parents that are teaching it to their children, that the importance of giving back. So just for the donors, they're like, thank you for giving us an opportunity to, you know, make somebody's holiday special, you know, teaching our kids the value of taking care of others. So that's the kind of other, like, really cool part, is getting to work with the donors. And I get donors all the time that say, you know, we have their wish list, but what else does this family need? So just to be getting those emails and phone calls from donors that are saying, yeah, we'll buy this stuff, but what else do they need? And most times when I ask the case managers, what else do the families need? It's essentials. It's cleaning supplies. It's toilet paper. It's, you know, inflation is crazy. A lot of corner stores and bodegas in the city have kept those prices of basic necessities up since COVID. Because if people lack transportation, the corner store might be their only option. So, you know, we could go to Wegmans and grab toilet paper that would be cheaper than what it is at a corner store. So, you know, those additional items, we welcome them to give to other families. But just hearing the generosity from the donors is like, okay, there's still good people in this world that are making a huge difference.
Yeah, and if you ever, you know, are curious, like, if donors, you know, it's an anonymous person, you know, if they ever want to know, like, that's what I love about my job, too, as Allie said, is we love telling our donors, like, you might not see the smile on somebody's face, but you are their relief for the holiday season. Like, you are their relief. Like, they now don't have to worry about how they're going to feed their kids. Now their kids has a boot, you know, boots and a hat and mittens, like, those simple things. We, like, I probably have 50 of those in my house. And they're just so grateful to get one. You know, we hear those stories all the time. And I started last year, and I just jumped right in to share the joy and all that.
I kind of threw her in, actually.
And I think for me, one of the most impactful things was this family went out, and they were a big family themselves. And they picked a big family off the wish list. I don't remember the exact number.
It was like a family of 10.
And they went out and brought probably like 15 cases of diapers. Like, just because they know how it is, because they had a big family. And those are things that, those are necessities that you don't necessarily think of. And, like, that was extra from their wish list. And the case manager, when he came back and told us, like, the mom was just in tears because she didn't have to worry about that anymore. And that was a simple kindness of one of our donors who understood what it's like to have a big family and just wanted to do that extra mile. And that story's always stayed with me because it was a tower of them in our office at one point. And it was...
You couldn't see over the tower.
No, it took like two cars to get all their stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
But just those little things that really just go the extra mile. It's so rewarding to see it, too. And we're always more than happy to talk to donors if they have questions or just want to hear more of those stories.
Yeah. Generosity of our community is truly amazing here in Rochester. Well, thank you both for joining me. And finally, as we wrap up here, we do want to remind our listeners where you can go to either donate or purchase ticket as well for your Empty Bowls event coming up on the 7th. So could you talk a little bit about how you can get those tickets and donate up on the website?
Yeah, so you can go follow us on all of our social media. We're constantly posting things about Empty Bowls and Share the Joy with links. Or you can go to, as Allie said, fcscharities.org. That's our website. There's an event page where they can go and learn more about kind of all the awesome things we're doing, but also there's a donate button at the very top there. So
yeah, same, fcscharities.org. Share the Joy is right on there. And like Sammy said, we're doing a ton on social media. We're posting photos as gifts arrive, as we're starting to get things from Amazon. So we know our donors love to see the impact that they're making. So following us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, we're posting all those links. And again, fcscharities.org.
And just if you too, you know, just an ad, if you feel you can't, money's tight, we get that for everybody. If, you know, just a simple like, a simple share of one of our posts goes so far. We're really word of a mouth, and you supporting us in that way is grateful too.
Yes.
Allie Ewing Bradshaw and Samantha Ziegler-Boniak from Catholic Charities, thank you so much for joining me today early on a Sunday morning, but also most importantly for what you do in the community. We're truly grateful for people like you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we're happy to be here.